Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down. Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the nerdverse.
Let me tell you now about a holiday miracle with ties to this show. Lamise Williams, some years ago, sat with me in the KFI AM 640 studio and shared her dream of creating her own movie production company. When she sat with me, she was like many of us at one point, more dream than reality. Now, just a few years later, Lamise Williams is back, but to promote her new movie, Holiday Hideaway, which will be available for streaming on BET Plus starting November 24th.
I've always been the kind of girl who loves the holidays.
Good morning, baby.
And ever since back in the day, it's always been my mission to make the most of them.
Oh, Mom, you really shouldn't have.
Every holiday is important to you. It's kind of like an obsession.
That's not true.
But what about Halloween, Galentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Girlfriend's Day,
Groundhog
Day, all these other days, man.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Lord, doing
sexy. I like it.
Only for you, babe.
I'll see you acting funny when your dad brings his little bimbos around.
This is destiny.
Oh, damn, Pop.
Whoa, down boy.
Did they start dinner without me?
There's this boutique company that wants to compete with Airbnb. They want to send someone to stay at their premier properties and write an article on it.
I am going to have a stress-free Christmas.
Every now and then, you'll see a deer or a rabbit.
Oh, I love bunny.
And on occasion, there could be a mountain lion. Huh? Or a bear.
Say what now?
Holiday Hideaway tells the story of Carly Stewart, played by Camille Winbush, and is the queen of holiday celebrations, but her mistletoe misstep sends her running to a holiday hideaway that teaches her the importance of family forgiveness and fighting for love. I'm pleased to be joined by the director of Holiday Hideaway, Lamise Williams. Lamise, good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Good to talk to you as well.
And I'm also joined by Holiday Hideaway star, Camille Winbush. What a treat to talk to you as well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Camille, let me start with you. I'm enjoying watching the evolution of your career writ large. Most people may know you from your time co-starring on the Bernie Mac show as Nessa. I've watched you for years, and I often hear a lot of horror stories about child actors who find fame but can't necessarily find a way to grow their career after that. You are a very nice exception to that. How nice is it for you to be seen in a different light and stretch your thespian legs, as it were?
I mean, it's always nice when you have longevity in a career of any sort that you enjoy. But for me, it has been quite a journey from the Bernie Mac show to now. I think a lot of people still see me as Nessa. And it's nice to be able to play characters that break away from that. And people are able to see me as an adult and still in the business, but, known for some other things now.
Lamise, sometimes, not often, but sometimes our realities exceed our dreams. Are you there?
Catch 22 for me. My reality is phenomenal, right? I definitely believe I'm there. I've been there for a while, but I was kind of afraid to kind of push forward and act on it because I was really in the realm of always helping other people and not necessarily pulling my own. My dream has always been to make films, and I've been doing it, but not on my terms. So it's a balance, and I believe I'm there. I love what I do. I love being able to choose who I work with. So I do believe I'm there.
Lamise, when you have a dream, sometimes you don't necessarily know all the steps between here and there. You may have a plan, but it doesn't mean that that plan is going to go as planned or go to plan. Tell me about the route, the nature of the journey from just thinking about it to actually watching it on the screen.
For filmmaking, you know, it is a big dream in the beginning, but the process is so different for everyone. For me, because I've been in the business so long and I've had longevity, it was about planning what I wanted to do to make myself happy and secure my audience. And so it was a lot of planning, a lot of research, a lot of feeling my audience out and then putting it all together. And also for this film, being the producer and co-director, bringing in other women like myself that I long to work with that look like me so that we can have that embodiment on our culture. And so that was important for me. And I did all of the research, really wanted to make a holiday movie. It was in my bucket list. And finding someone, having someone like Camille be my lead was like the vision from the beginning. That was my look. And, you know, I worked with Camille on the Bernie Mac show. So didn't even realize she was an adult until I realized she was an adult. I was like, oh my gosh, she's an adult. And she would be perfect for that role. So it's just taking into account what needs to be done and what the audience is and walking those steps within the fine line of Hollywood.
I love what you said there, if only because I often preach, maintain your relationships. And it was from a relationship that you had and developed with Camille Winbush that I would say in part why we're here today. And Camille, let me come to you now. Something we can guarantee about the holidays, whether it's real life or a movie on BET Plus, there will be drama. There will be family drama. There'll be friends drama. You name it. Carly Stewart is the queen of holiday celebrations, but something or someone is obviously missing. So as we talk more about Holiday Hideaway, who's Carly Stewart and what's up with her?
Carly is what some may call a control freak. She loves to plan. She loves to have everything in perfect order. You know, she's got an answer for everything, but she needs to realize that the real world doesn't ever go according to your plan. And that is something that she has to learn to let go of, that this perfect idea is not always the best thing. And when you let go, some of the most beautiful things can happen.
As we continue to talk about Holiday Hideaway, Lamise, what is it about a holiday movie which spoke to you? Because it's not just, or at least for me, it's not just filmmaking in the traditional sense. You're trying to make and create a very specific movie for a very specific audience, I would say. They would seem different from just doing a movie which could run any time of the year as opposed to during the holiday season. What type of advantages or disadvantages does creating a holiday movie make for you?
I am one who, as a producer, that wants to tap into a world that's not necessarily traditional for our audience. And growing up, I did not see holiday movies with me in them. And then as I started seeing them, I felt like they were lacking in certain areas. It was still a traditional movie with a lot of people that weren't of color in those lead roles. And then they were either a lot older or there was just a disconnect for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't see me and I didn't see traditional love. I didn't see traditional family. It was always over the top drama. And it wasn't like the cheesy Christmas movies that we want to love for Christmas.
We want
and that's
to
what
love
I wanted
them.
To do.
Right.
We want to love them, but we don't see them enough. And if we see them, then we will start being like, oh my God, there's this beautiful chocolate young girl in love with a beautiful chocolate young man, and they have a crazy family that loves them. And fortunately, it's like, you know, Tyler Perry's model. We have an audience. we see ourselves in this world and we're like, oh my God, that's my family. That's how they are, but I love them. And that's what I wanted to bring. Christmas movies hit me every single year, no matter how cheesy they are and no matter who was in them, but I wanted to see us in them, and that was my goal.
Why do you think that is important? I know why. I say that as a Black man. I know why, but I'd rather hear from you why you think that's important. Or, let me flip it, what is there to say about the universality of some stories, regardless of who may be in the lead?
It's important because our youth growing up, and I'm saying me growing up as well, thought there were limitations and we couldn't fall in love. We couldn't be married during Christmas, and we could. And even if we couldn't, we can dream it and we can feel good about it. And I think the universal, we were always cut from that universal timeline of we can fall in love. We can have young love. We can have a great husband. We can have a great boyfriend. We were always, I don't want to say brainwashed, but just to think that there were limitations on what young Black girls can do or what young Black boys can do, because most of the stories out there did not feature us that were so awesome and positive and singing and dancing and love and snow, although fake snow, but snow nonetheless. And it looked beautiful and all the decorations. And I'm like, we had that. Mm-hmm. We can fall in love. And someone like Carly was a young girl, 30s, that was working and positive, and she just had her little quirks, but she loved what she did and she had the best boyfriend ever. And just learning lessons, we all did that. And so that's why I think it's important, because then now our young girls will see Camille and they'll see this Carly role and they're like, oh my God, I love her. We want to see more of her. Mm-hmm. And we start representing and putting it out there. And people are like, we want to see more of Holiday Hideaway. Who was in that? And then we start making more of that. And there's more positivity around our culture, as opposed to the constant negativity that you do see more often than not.
Camille, there are a lot of great points that I agree with intellectually with Lamise, but this is a story about heart. This is a story about love. This is a story about family and identity in some ways. Camille, what about Carly do you like or do you see of yourself in her? It's one thing to portray a character, but it's another thing to consciously say, okay, I'm going to make sure that this part of the character comes out because I know that part of the character speaks to me personally.
Well, I see parts of myself in Carly, definitely with wanting things to be perfect, especially around the holidays. I love Christmas. Like, that is my holiday. I love to decorate. I love to have big family dinners. And I like things to go how I want them to go. And like Carly, I also need to learn that that's not always possible.
You said you're a control freak and you can't control everything, and it makes you mad when you can't control everything.
I mean, I would like to control everything, but and I think it's an important lesson for all of us, really, to know that things don't have to be this fairy tale, you know, storybook sequence mm-hmm. of events to be your version of perfect.
It sounds like, Lamise, that Camille is saying a happy ending is possible for all of us, regardless of what we may go through to get to that happy ending. And you also said that telling this one story could lead to telling other stories like it. So let me put both of those together. Might we see more of Carly's story in the future? Because it's one thing, like, for example, I proposed to my wife on Christmas Eve. That's the fantasy. That's the fairy tale. But then they tell you, y'all got to get married and deal with life day to day. Okay, that's what they don't tell you. So
right.
What might we see more of Carly Stewart in the future? Because I'm quite sure this is not the end of her particular story.
It will never be the end. The goal is obviously to continue Carly's saga in Holiday Hideaway, right? We want part two and part three. But the goal also is to nix the expectations around young people of color in these sorts of movies, right? There should not be an expectation that everything's going to be perfect, because then you're looking at it from that point of view, you get frustrated and you don't think that you can make it because it's not perfect. No, Carly didn't get what she exactly wanted, what she thought she wanted, what she expected, but she still ended up happy with her crazy family. As we all understand,
yes,
we all have relatives that we want to throw off a building, but we love them and we care about them, and we have to not have the expectation that they're going to be perfect. And so the goal is, yes, Carly's coming back. Absolutely. We have ideas for two and continuing her legacy, because she is a beautiful character that all of our young girls can look up to and just have heart and be like, we want to be Carly.
So Lamise, their family members, you want to throw off a building? Is that what you said? I just want to be clear on this.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
It is on the record.
I know.
There are 100,000 people listening right now. Hopefully none of your relatives are listening.
They are. I'm in an interview and they're talking loud. I just want to be like, I told them. But, you know, they're family. What am I going to do?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to quickly add, like, as also a viewer myself and someone who is currently taking the next steps in friendships and romantic relationships, I would personally love to see the, you know, what happens next,
right?
Like, okay, you get engaged, now what? Like, there's so much more after that, and I would love to see how Carly navigates that with her family, with her fiance, and I just want to know how it's done, because we don't ever get to see that part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I would love to see more.
Well, there you go, Lamise. You have your work cut out for you. Holiday Hideaway will be available for streaming on BET Plus starting November 24th. Lamise Williams, Camille Winbush, thank you both for coming on this evening. I loved being able to talk to you. I celebrate in your success, specifically Lamise Williams, because your success clearly is our success. So kudos to both of you, and we'll be sure to be watching.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for giving us this platform.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new Daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tawala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.